Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda.
Hey, everyone. Hello. Amanda here from Yachting International Radio, and we are about to launch some really exciting news. I'm here with some real live Mallorcan cowboys that you might have met on my show before, but we wanted to give you guys the news first. This is our first public launch. We just launched it in our private community, and I'm super excited to introduce the cowboys from Natura Cavall and Lizzie Graham. And Lizzie, tell us, who are you? What's going on?
Okay, so I'd like to introduce you to Xavi here.
Hello.
Who's the captain. And Juan.
Hello.
This is Danny, my youngest son, who's a volunteer here at Natura Cavall.
Hi.
And this is El Potro, who's a little baby that we're training at the moment.
I think it's the first horse we've ever had on Natura on International Yachting Radio. That's amazing. Brilliant. So we've got some really exciting news for the viewers today. What have you guys been cooking up during lockdown?
Well, we have been thinking about raising some funds for a charity by riding around the entire island. So we're going to basically start from Manacor and ride all the way around the island on horseback with 4 horses and 3 riders. And the idea is to get some sponsorship for the Alan Graham Foundation. Bye, boys!
Hello.
These guys are going off, so we can, they're riding off.
Oh, isn't she beautiful? Everyone say goodbye to the horse. Amazing. So you guys are going to ride around Mallorca, which I don't think that's ever been done before. People have supped around it and probably swum and obviously done it by boat, but no one's ever ridden a horse around it. Is that even possible?
Well, we're going to find out, that's for sure. We've certainly ridden on lots of parts of the route, but we haven't done the whole island. So we're going to have to see how that goes. We're just going to have to tell Juan to leave. Okay.
And it's for a charity. So tell us, the Alan Graham charity is one of the most, or foundation is one of the most amazing charities on the island. Why did you choose Alan Graham?
Well, we chose the Alan Graham charity because we really believe in what they're doing. They're helping teenagers who have been in foster care or adoption for most of their lives and giving them a chance when they come of age. So either to give them some work experience or help them find a route to further studies or university, help pay fees, accommodation, apprenticeships, all that kind of thing, and just being general support, because there isn't a huge support network here for them once they come of age. And but that's probably the most important time. As a mother of an 18-year-old myself, I know that if I wasn't around, I would really want someone to be there to help in the way that they're doing. So, yeah.
So beautiful. And it's extra important at the moment because didn't they get the shops that where they make their money get flooded as well?
Yes, they were flooded, and there's a lot of people in the local community trying to help help them to get that back up and running again. I know they've got a lot of support from people on the island, but yeah, they've been through a very difficult time and lost a lot of their stock that they sell in the second-hand shops, which helps to raise money for the kids.
Yeah. And you guys have quite a strong connection with the children of Mallorca because you do some charity work for another children's group, don't you? You open up the stables once a week. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, every Monday we work with APROSCOM, which is actually a Mallorquin foundation for children and teenagers with learning disabilities and physical disabilities. And we do Queen therapy with them, and that's something that obviously Natura Cavall finances and gives back into the community by doing that. So we have a very strong connection with that.
Yeah. Amazing. And just because not everyone watching would have met you guys before, so can we just have a little bit of a history? Who are you? How did it start? Because you guys aren't just normal, you know, sometimes trail rides get a bit of a bad reputation for being boring or just plod, 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 or horses being unkept. But you guys are extraordinary. You are not like, you are beyond average. But can we hear a little bit about who you are and how it started and where the horses came from and what makes you so newsworthy and special?
You want to say something, Chavi?
Well, how was the question?
So I'll answer for Chavi.
Yeah.
I'm the talker. Chavi's the doer. So I think Chavi's grown up with horses, surrounded by tractors and chickens and horses. And, you know, his dad's obviously a real cowboy. Him and his brothers and cousins, they've practically been born on horses. And they've been going on these expeditions all their lives. I know that Chavi, started agricultural engineering and... when he got back and into a job, I think he realized that he wanted to follow his passion, which was reliving those adventures, but bringing more people. I mean, I know Chavi travels and loves meeting people. He worked as a volunteer also out in Zimbabwe with horses.
Yeah, well, have the horses as well with agriculture.
Yeah, and just the dream. Chavi's dream is an Anthurakamai, and we're sort of there living it with him.
And the horses as well, like, weren't they actually going to be sold as like pet meat, and you guys rescued every single one of them, is that correct?
I mean, all the horses have different stories. There's so many different stories. Some of them have come from loving families that haven't been able to keep up with the costs and the payments. Some of them have come from terrible situations. Other ones just simply are not winning in the races anymore. And that's just how it works here because, you know, horse meat is in your local Carrefour, you know. So we just try and get in there and buy the horses for the price of meat. Or simply, you know, a lovely family who can't keep up their horse anymore and they just want it to go to a nice home and it can come to us. So it's not always a sob story, but... these are hard times at the moment, and a lot of people, can't keep up with costs, and it's a huge responsibility owning a horse and a massive cost. So we just have, all of them have different stories. Yeah.
And this is what, you know, on that note, we have gone through hard times, and, you know, we've all been cooped up. People haven't been allowed outside. The whole island's been separated in their homes, let alone and communities. And I've just got this vision of, you know, like when you travel around with the Olympic torch and, you know, bring on that excitement. It kind of feels like you cowboys are going to be riding around the island as the torch, just lighting up every town, you know. That's the feeling I get. I get a real, real feeling of excitement when I think about this expedition you're about to undertake.
Yeah, I think we're hoping to bring a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, something different, a sense of adventure. And we really want to try and help promote, you know, local businesses on the island as well, local bars that have had to close down. It's been a hard time for many, many people on this island over this time. And we just want to bring a bit of a positive, happy vibe and do some good.
And so on that note, as you're riding around the island, is it okay for people like me and other horse groupies and people just want to meet a real life cowboy? Can we come and meet you in bars and restaurants along the way and hear the stories or have a barbecue? Or can we even invite you to out to visit us if you're in our town?
Well, that would be amazing because we're obviously traveling three people with four horses and we've got a pack horse with all our stuff on it, but we're going to be very limited and we're not going to have any luxuries with us. So we're hoping to be able to get offered the odd chance to have a shower, a safe place, most importantly for the horses to be able to be in a field. So if anyone has a field or a plot of land where the horses could be during the day, because we'll obviously only be riding at sunrise and at sunset, because we don't want the horses to be in the heat of the day. So we'll be resting the daytime and we'd love to see people. Any possibility of any kind of support would be amazing. Yeah, That's what it's all about.
Incredible. So you guys could get to meet a real life cowboy. How else can people get behind this? Like, what do you need? How can people get involved? How can we make this go viral? What can we do?
Well, most importantly, we need people to share, like, write a little article about your experience of Ngāti Rākavai or your take on what we're doing. You can phone up and give me an interview if you want to write something. Like my niece is writing an article and she's nearly 13. You know, anybody could share something. That's just, the more it's out there, the better. That's the first thing. Of course, it'd be great if people could donate. It doesn't matter if people donate €1, €20. We know times are hard, but it's more just showing your support. If you're in the horsey world and you want to buy some horse food for the horses to eat along the way, that would save us a huge amount of effort having to transport it or organize that. We'll be able to track our route online. And yeah, if anyone wants to offer us the chance to have a shower or a hot meal in the middle of the day, all the better, really.
Or a beer. Yeah. Cowboys like beer.
Yeah. Non-alcoholic beers at the moment. Non-alcoholic beers. We're not that authentic.
And so all profits are going to Alan Graham. People can get involved by making a donation and the GoFundMe link will be below. People can buy the cowboys a beer or the horses some food or even host the cowboys for a shower, a meal or a barbecue. And we are also looking for some safe places around the island too. So if anyone's got land and would like to host the cowboys, who I believe are fully sufficient, self-sufficient, they have their own camping gear, but if you've got room and would like to host the cowboys on your property, that would be really valuable too. Is that correct?
Yes, and we would be sleeping out in the field because we want to be with the horses. So we don't need a bed at all. Just the chance to have a nice shower would be great. Water for the horses, food for the horses. And obviously the sound of a barbecue or a cold beer does sound tempting.
Amazing. Lie. And then just, you know, because this is quite fresh, you know, we just come from lockdown. Things are being, becoming more relaxed, but there's a bit of uncertainty as to the future. So because you're riding around the island and going to different towns, have you guys considered any public health, any policies and procedures around, you know, the COVID-19 virus? Because it is a bit of an issue. Have you got anything in place for that?
Yeah, we've definitely looked into that a lot. We've had some medical advice from some professionals. We were obviously in close contact with the local council and police about where we can go, when and how, because we don't want to be, you know, stepping on anyone's toes. So we're definitely taking that very much into account. We'll have our masks and gloves and I think we're going to be very much following the guidelines, and we're thinking about having vets in different areas as well that can do checks on the horses. And we're also going to be doing first aid course with the lovely Manda Beaver. So that's going to be amazing. Get us all prepared for out in the wild.
Oh, I'm so honoured that I can support you from the extreme medicine point of view as well. It's really, really cool. And so just to be clear, so there's going to be you guys riding and a guest rider, is that correct?
Yes, we're going to have a guest rider with us at all times. So people are going to be doing different legs of the journey. That's a sort of, obviously not many people can just take off 15 to 20 days to ride. So that's how we're doing it. And obviously you, Manda, are going to be one of our guest riders.
Yay. So if anyone from Yachting International Radio wants to sponsor me, because I'm so excited that I've been invited to ride with these real life Maiorcan cowboys and girls, you can donate to sponsor me. So, and you know, I need lots of beers and lots of food and lots of hot showers. So cough up, we need some donations. It'd be really, really appreciated. And it's going to a really, really beautiful charity that I know we're all really fond of, Alan Graham Foundation.
Yeah,
Amazing. So just summing up, people can get involved by following us. We'll put the links below. So there's an Instagram page, a Facebook page, and a YouTube channel being created. We're going to be documenting the journey as the cowboys travel around the island. You can get involved by making a donation to go to that's going to go towards a charity. You can also find us at the different locations around Mallorca. You can buy the horses a bag of food, which would be greatly appreciated. Buy us a beer, host us, give us a barbecue. Or if you really want to go riding while we're going around the island, is there the availability to go to the stables and do a trail ride or a ride with Chavi and meet the other horses that aren't en route?
Oh, yes, definitely. Chavi is going to be there. He would love to come on the ride, but he's staying behind and he'll be coming on certain parts of the ride, that's for sure. But he will be, he's got a great team of volunteers who are going to be supporting him. So there'll be rides going on every day at the stables as usual, and probably the odd beach ride as well. So everything will be going as normal with Naturukavai, and the more bookings, the better, because we have just lost 2 months of being fully booked. And so we're just getting going again, but we're very positive that that we're going to have a good response and that Xavi's going to be very, very busy.
And just that, just a couple of other things I'd really like to add. I'm probably one of your biggest fans and I've done all your tours and I absolutely love them. We've been done a trail ride where we've swum the horses under a full moon at night in bikinis, or maybe less. We've done a night in a teepee where we rode our horses, went for an amazing gallop, and then we went to the teepee and we stayed overnight and we told stories and lived by the campfire and then rode home the next day. We've done mountain trail rides that are just out of this world. Plus, I've got loads of friends and family that couldn't even ride. In fact, I don't think I could ride when I first met you guys last year. And you guys do lessons too. And I've seen people with you guys like that get 2 lessons and are then joining us on a trail ride. Like, you're kind of horse whisperers. Is it? And there's vineyard tours as well, isn't there? And agritourism.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, if you're relaxed and you're happy to be in the hands of Xavi or Joanne in a class, their training is amazing. I've obviously been trained by them from scratch, so you like my riding style. But these guys have trained me up in a year to ride with them, and they've trained a lot of other people, and they are very, very patient and right. But good fun at the same time, never a dull day. And training is amazing,
and you cater for children too. Children can have lessons, yeah. And you can do family trips to the teepee, and you know, is that possible?
Yes, we mainly do. We'll always do a first meeting with people just to get to know them. We have to do a bit of a class session with people before going. And sometimes, if we're going up to the teepee with younger kids, we'll transport the kids up there and just let them ride a bit when they get to the teepee. We really have to put health and safety first when it comes to kids, obviously. But it completely depends, and everything is very tailor-made and especially done. So every situation is different, and we see all our clients as, you know, friends and people that we just want to get the right level for each person. So we'll take the time to train you if you arrive and we feel you're not confident. And yeah, you've seen it, Amanda.
I'm such a fan. And for those of you that aren't in Mallorca, and want to be a part of it, you can donate, you can follow, you can be part of the community. For those of you that don't ride but want to hang out with cowboys, we also, you know, have lots of fun, so you can always just come out up to one of the other events or come and meet us around the island and get to know everyone. Speaking for myself, like, once you become part of this family and community, it's huge. I've never experienced anything like it, and I'm so grateful. And is there anything else you want to add before we finish up?
Just want to say thank you for all your support and friendship, and yeah, we're really excited. We're really excited about the whole adventure and all the other adventures we're going to be doing. I'm just in love with Nazrul Kavai and the boys. They're just amazing. And yeah, we're just super happy.
Yeah.
All right, Chavi.
Okay. Thank you very much for everything.
Pleasure. So Nazrul Kavai will be coming to a town near you soon. You can even get the map. You'll see all our links below. You can make a donation, become part of the community, follow the horses around Mallorca, meet the cowboys in a bar and have a beer, hear some real life stories. And I promise you there's going to be quite a party at the end as well.
Yeah.
Everyone might get some line dancing lessons in. So,
Chavi's working on his tricks. Yeah. He might be a man of few words, but he is an action man.
And if nothing else, just get behind, you know, the Alan Graham Foundation as well and make a donation to them if you're not really into our adventures and extreme expeditions.
Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks. This is Yachting International Radio signing off with Nazrul Kavai with the Ride to Rescue going around Mallorca. And check out the links below to get all the details. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, cowboys.
Thanks, Manda. Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Very much.